With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Authorities in England are confirming an attack on a synagogue in Manchester, England, that killed two people and wounded four others was a terrorist attack. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer tells Sky News they are beefing up security.
The attack in Manchester this morning is absolutely shocking, and all of our thoughts are with those affected. I'm on my way back to London. When I arrive, I will chair an emergency COBRA meeting. I'm already able to say that additional police assets are being deployed to synagogues across the country, and we will do everything to keep our Jewish community safe.
The attacker was identified as a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent. Three other suspects were also arrested. President Trump declares drug cartels operating in the Caribbean as unlawful combatants.
An official not authorized to comment publicly said Congress was told about the designation by Pentagon officials Wednesday. The move coming after last month's deadly military strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean.
So we hit a number of boats. You probably saw that.
That was the president Tuesday. He also said,
and now we'll look at cartels. We're going to look very seriously at cartels coming by land.
Democrats have been pressing Trump to go to Congress and seek war powers authority for such operations. I'm Julie Walker.
Two Delta Airlines regional jets collided on the taxiway at LaGuardia Airport in New York, injuring a flight attendant, damaging a cockpit, and tearing off part of a wing at the intersection of two taxiways. A wing of an aircraft preparing for takeoff to Roanoke, Virginia Wednesday night hit the nose of an aircraft arriving from Charlotte, North Carolina. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 78 points. This is SRN News. It's not too early to start thinking about the Christmas holiday and how you can help the needy in your area.
One way you can do that is through the Salvation Army. The Army is revving up its 2025 program to help families in need with its annual Christmas Angel Tree program. The Angel Tree program supports low-income families with young children by providing Christmas presents catered to each child. Donors and community members sponsor accepted families and purchase and wrap gifts for them to be distributed on Christmas. Registration for the program is available in most Salvation Army locations. George Williams, SRN News.
A year after seeking to reorganize its depleting finances in U.S. bankruptcy court, the Vermont Roman Catholic Diocese is struggling to cover about $1.5 million in counting and related legal bills. Officially recognized creditors include more than 100 claimants alleging sexual abuse by clergy. This is SRN News. The government shutdown is not slowing down Wall Street.
The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 78 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.4%. Technology stocks rose. OpenAI announced partnerships with South Korean companies for its Stargate project that builds out infrastructure related to artificial intelligence. Fair Isaac surged 18%. The company, famous for publishing credit scores, announced a plan that would allow customers to possibly bypass the big credit bureaus like TransUnion and Equifax to see their score. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Trump administration has announced the cancellation of $7.6 billion intended for clean energy projects across 16 states. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.